talking to Martin too. That nigga was hating the fact that he had to go back to work.
Yo,
job. Yo.
Episode.
Yeah. Frost-talk.
Yeah, Frost-talk.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy 44. Father's Day. Happy National Go Skate Day. Episode 44. Happy Juneteenth, guys.
Happy belated Juneteenth. Happy Father's Day. Everything out here, you heard.
Happy and this is, can I say something, parents?
Puerto Rican Day passed. I got some knowledge about the
Puerto Rican. Wait, can I just say something real quick? To all the single mothers, I understand y'all want your day. But if I'm not finding a single father on Mother's Day and telling them Happy Mother's Day, stop saying Happy Father's Day to yourself.
Big fact.
Stop telling everybody to tell you Happy Father's Day. It is not your day. Every other day is your day, but today is for the fathers. So find a father and tell them Happy Father's Day. It's not, oh, like, my mom was a single mom. She never on Father's Day was jacking it like how she deserves the props and shit for.
Same.
You feel me? Like, y'all look corny. Like,
you doing that is lame. Trying to discredit the dads and shit. Meanwhile, they be good ass dads with piece of shit baby moms who don't let the fucking dads see their kids.
It's facts. Yo, so.
What are we talking about today? A whole lot of shit.
Shout out to all the cops that reportedly are quitting all across the nation. It's a record number of cops quitting the force day by day.
Good and bad. I'm going to tell you why it's a good thing. I'm going to tell you why it's a bad thing. Good thing because we don't want these motherfuckers dead. We know why they're quitting. Bad because it's letting us know how much fucked up people were in the fucking forces. We know for a fact that these niggas really on some racist shit. We know that these niggas had some whole little gang shit. You know what's my favorite sign I saw in protest so far? This lady held up a sign that says, why do you think, or matter of fact, we said it. She says, you don't see police and the KKK in the same place, the same reason you don't see Hannah Montana and
in the same place as Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus in the same place.
I saw a sign that says, you don't see us, if you do your job right, you wouldn't be complaining. You don't see us protesting fire officers.
Yeah, Karen. Fucking Karen.
And it's incredible the amount of shit that just goes on still, even after everything that happened.
But listen, man, it's episode 44.
We out here.
A lot happened this week, actually. So, like, we can talk about the J. Cole shit, but y'all saw the Howard Stern shit that went on?
Wasn't it?
All right, listen.
He did an interview where he basically said he's never said the N-word or done blackface, and then the internet's never lied, so it pulled up his video of him.
So the problem was that he denied doing blackface.
Yeah,
he did. I watched it when I was younger. I saw him.
But that
surfaced.
That pertains to so many other people. The people from Vogue, the people from fucking the Pepsi people.
All types of shit.
All of this other shit. Like for instance, the Pepsi people. They're changing. They're taking down the name Aunt Jemima.
Mind you, you keep saying Pepsi. Pepsi really owns Quaker Oats.
Pepsi owns Quaker Oats. So they confirmed that they knew it was racist.
They never changed it.
And they decided to leave it there.
But how long has Quaker Oats been around?
Quaker Oats been around for
a long time.
But I think in 2003. Aunt Jemima was revamped. They made an updated version of Aunt Jemima, I think,
in
2003.
If you buy Aunt Jemima syrups now, there's no picture of a woman anymore. It's just the syrup with the name Aunt Jemima.
And that's been like that.
For the past couple of years, yeah.
Because this says Pepsi cop Quaker Oats in 2001. So they had that shit before Pepsi even bought them.
But they didn't revamp it until not a couple of years ago.
But they confirmed that they knew it was racist. So they've been knowing it's been racist for so long.
Not for nothing.
And they're changing it now.
When niggas was in the hood and they had to buy syrup, they bought the Aunt Jemima. They knew what they was doing.
Aunt Jemima became a slang, though, because I heard even A$AP Rocky used it in a bar.
I heard it used as a bar, too.
Like, it's just part of certain things we have, like, the cleaning product, Spick and Span.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or the song that plays on ice cream trucks, how it's actually a racist
nigger,
song, yeah. Watermelon. Nigger Love a Watermelon.
Nigger Love Watermelon song, yeah.
I always thought that Spick and Span shit was the corniest shit in the world.
The Howard Stern shit, though, was corny to me because, like, you're from New York, bro. You're from Long Island. Like,
that's why, nigga.
The way he talks.
Corny in what sense?
Because the.
Why would
corny
you
that?
It?
Let me finish. People were mad at
no,
him.
No, it's
bro, why
corny.
Would you do it?
No, it's corny because throughout his whole career, he's made a career basically being a troll. agitating for like the right, the heavy right. When he's from New York, when he grew up, I live when I was out. When he's from New York, so it's just corny to me.
That shit was small though. I took like an extra pull or two. That shit, it's a small one.
Do you consider? Do you? Because I know a lot of people who consider him somewhat of a comedian.
Stern.
I always thought of him like as a radio personality. I never thought he was a comedian.
The original life. White Charlemagne.
He's a radio personality, satirical.
That comedian. Makes sense. That's good. Original White Charlemagne.
I feel like he's. All right, he has a
because Charlemagne, you people could argue as a comedian, but he's really just a radio personality.
I don't find that comedian. He's
like, what's his name? Bill Maher. Bill Maher's like that too.
So the thing was, like,
Bill Maher is one of those politically smart people who just loves antagonizing people.
I used to actually, I don't know why. I mean, I know why. Mostly because I was a little pervert. So I used to watch this shit for the fuck. No, Howard Stern had naked bitches on the show. I used to watch it because of that growing up. But I used to listen to the other shit he says. He tried to be satirical a lot and tried to be, like, funny sometimes. But it's not really funny. It was, like, him just kind of talking his shit. So, if anything, he's really more, like, just straight-up radio personality. He tried to be a comedian, but it's just... You can't jack that. That's his way of trying to say it was okay. Because you know comedians, they get a pass for fucking everything.
He also had a comment in his book that's surfacing up now about Rodney King. Basically saying,
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that are jacking for him, saying that he's not racist. Like, the black chick who worked with him.
But he said Rodney King should be thanking the cops for giving him a makeover. He's supposed to be he's going to be the richest.
Wait, who said that?
Howard Stern had a book, and in the book, something that was in the book.
How did that not come out sooner?
And he's basically not apologized. He basically said, well, you know, it was a different time. It is what, like. He never apologized.
He basically said, I said what I said.
Honestly speaking, you know who should have took that same approach? Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon should have never, ever fucking apologized for when he did the shit about Chris Rock. First of all, if Chris Rock himself didn't feel no type of way about him doing... Bro, he was not making fun of black people. The skit was him making fun of Chris Rock.
Nah, blackface.
Chris Rock knew this. Even Chris Rock said it himself. Bro, you should have never apologized for this shit. I took it into stride. And nobody else did, then that's all
I'm
done.
I love Chris Rock, but Chris Rock also told, I think, Louis C.K. that he can say the N-word. So I'm not putting Chris Rock as a gatekeeper.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm not putting him as a gatekeeper either. You're the person that's being reflected in the skit,
nah,
and you don't feel no type of way about it
doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. You're
on TV with a platform.
No.
Blackface goes beyond just Chris. Like, the problem with blackface is that the historical content of blackface is super
fucked up.
It's super fucked up.
So hold on.
Understand, you saying that is the equivalent of saying, okay, Dave Chappelle was racist because he did the whiteface shit.
The KKK?
Him as the whiteface shit when they did
because
the...
Because there's no historical context to that.
The Asian demographic would like to take a Tiger Woods.
Nah, because there's no historical context to whiteface as opposed to blackface where you were... Putting people in movies as blackface with bad stereotypes, making black people look lazy, greedy, rapist.
But he's playing into every single white person stereotype when he does it. Upping douchebag fucking newscaster.
But you can't say he's being racist when he has no power and white people have power for so many years. Like, I see both sides of it.
I feel you. I'm not calling him racist. His wife is fucking Filipino.
That's a good argument.
I don't think he's...
Yeah, but I feel like that... But then does that give him the pass to make Filipino jokes? And, like, say
no.
shit?
No! At the end of the day, if you're a comedian, say whatever the fuck you want and do not regret anything that comes out
as
your
mouth. Comedian,
point
yeah,
period, as a comedian,
yeah,
I don't even
point
hear him making Filipino jokes. Like, I hear him making more wife jokes.
No, he did. No, he did. Yeah. He did before.
So
I forget which man.
I think I heard one time.
Is the episode where he's talking to his son?
Okay.
And it goes and he's in his backyard and he's talking to his son and fucking that episode. He's making kind of clowning on Filipinos and shit like that.
For me, with comedy and this is just like shit like South Park, Family Guy, American Dad, all them shows, especially Family Guy, because they always used to get a lot of fucking like backlash and bad rap. It's comedy. Comedy is meant to make light on a fucked up situation.
I mean, dark situation. I mean,
me?
Family Guy does that with
all the time.
Jewish people all
with
the time.
With everything.
There was
The whole point of it is to give us laughter in a bad situation.
I don't feel like a comedian should ever be apologetic
somebody,
for what they
somebody
do.
Somebody said something that made a lot of sense to me. Dave Chappelle said in his skit, right, and in his little I don't want to call it a comedy special.
It wasn't a skit. He was going off.
Yeah,
he had.
It wasn't a comedy special though.
I want to do that too. I'm not gonna lie.
Somebody said the first people that if you were to look for celebrities to speak on first, the first people you should look for is comics because they have a different way of thinking. Where yeah.
they have a no filter.
They take information
to things
that's not
with no yeah yeah
and without too much it. Bias, and they look at it from a different point of view, and it makes us laugh and really think about it.
They basically look at it with an unbiased opinion.
You know one person who's extremely like that, which is why I started like this nigga Fluffy.
Yeah. Iglesias,
yes.
love that.
Bro, Nafina, his show on Netflix, awesome show.
I watched the first episode of the second season.
Good, really good show. He's one of those people that he does that with his comedy.
Tiggs got me on to Fluffy because I remember when MySpace, and he was all over MySpace days, he used to get me tight.
Yes. I'm going to 100% agree. When I originally started hearing about him,
MySpace, for you know younger people, there was the original social media.
It was like
Facebook.
IG before IG.
It was like Instagram meets Tumblr.
Meets Facebook.
Yeah. Bro, we used to code our own fucking pages.
But anyway,
what's
his real name? Gabriel Iglesias.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Shout out to Gabriel. Shout out to Fluffy, man.
At one point, I guess he had a deal with MySpace, and every time he went on the homepage for like a year,
it was just advertised OD heavy.
If I'm not mistaken, that's when he really started to like pick up steam. He started.
What put me on...
That's when he got known for always wearing the fucking little the floral button-down shirts
and
shit
like
that. What
put me onto him and what got me to actually start fucking with him more was his special on Comedy Central, which was basically his first, like, fucking special.
Was that the one where he talks about his father?
That's the one... But it's the one where he's basically talking about his friend a lot. It's the one that he had the whole joke about the cop pulling him over... And he was talking about the donuts and shit. Like,
Your son,
made me piss myself.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit was hilarious.
I gotta say, I liked the last episode of the first season. You watched that, right? Of the Netflix show he has?
No, actually, I haven't watched because I just got back on Netflix.
I'm about to send you the password.
Me and you, I think, watched it, but maybe you forgot. He had an episode, and the last episode, it was something dealing with race or whatever. And I remember he was saying that when his parents came to this country or whatever, he came to America.
Oh, with the kids, right? In the classroom?
I think right now his show is the most racially diverse show.
Hell yeah. That class is diverse as fuck.
Okay.
So, yeah, bro, I said this yesterday and motherfuckers try to say Modern Family. Oh my God.
I don't know.
Well, because who? Sofia Vergara? Who else?
As far as current shows, yeah.
Who else? The kid?
I agree. That's
Modern Family?
No, I had it. That was interesting.
He has the most racially diverse
Let's think about old sitcoms.
Oh, no, I wasn't trying to... I don't want to go back into old. I think that's right now new sitcoms.
Yeah, right now that's on point. But...
Yeah. I don't want to jump out the window all the time and then we're forgetting some shit and somebody tells us...
No, Chappelle's show was OD.
But is that a sitcom?
But he had a lot of...
Comedy special?
Like, that's the thing. Sitcoms is different, like... But I... Like, because then you're going to go and Living Color... If we're gonna do that,
Color Wins.
That's what I said. Let's keep it the shows that are right now.
Kickstarted some of the all-time greatest comedians.
No, but I was saying
careers.
He had in his last episode, he was talking about how when his parents came to the country, it wasn't Spanish. There was no Hispanic. There was no Latino. It was you had to either be white or black.
Brown.
No, black.
Or black. All right. So yeah.
So that hit
his parents go that far back. Damn.
So that's what hit me
that's
because
like early 1900s.
When my grandpa came here, it was the same shit, and they made him basically lose his Spanish because he couldn't.
Yeah.
They would beat you for speaking
Spanish.
You know what's
crazy? I had to sit down and talk to my daughter about all of this shit, bro. Like tell her everything that I went through, the shit that our grandparents went through.
No.
Like how at a point we went over here, and I told her even Mexicans at a point there were signs that says only whites, no blacks. Browns, Puerto Ricans, or Mexicans?
No. It said no. I know exactly what you're talking about. The sign said no Negroes.
There's multiple signs.
It said no Negroes, no Spics.
That's a different one.
No, bro. I swear to God, this is a black and white picture.
That's real.
There's another sign too. And on in the bottom in parentheses it says babies included.
Yeah. And you know what's the worst part too? They couldn't even spell Puerto Ricans right, my nigga. That shit used to have me tight the way they would spell it.
Listen, but us Puerto Ricans, we're very prideful because we accept our origins. We know that we come from African and Native American descent.
Some people forget. So I want to bring that up.
I'm blacker than you think.
I want to talk about the pridefulness because not for nothing. Growing up Puerto Rican and being so prideful.
Bro, no funny. My shit was like 37% African.
I don't know what it is.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, bro.
I had like 2% fucking.
Fuck up.
My bad. 2% fucking Austrian or some shit like that. I was like, what?
You know why?
Your ancestry, if you got want to send some, you know, add money our way, you know,
shout out to Ancestry, man.
So Pete,
I suggest people get in touch with their roots.
I learned some shit about the Puerto Rican flag and how significant it is to us and why Puerto Rican Day Parade is so important and why we're so prideful.
Bro, we had our flag banned. Like,
yes,
you were not allowed to wave your flag.
The Puerto Rican flag was illegal.
It was illegal, yeah.
There was a point that they were raiding houses in Harlem. In America.
They were raiding houses in Harlem.
Even children who had a Puerto Rican flag got jailed, my nigga. We were not allowed to grab our flag.
When was this?
Yo, like 1950s, 60s?
Let me ask you a question, guys, since you both said that. Why is it so hard that even... And you look at Germany now where they allowed the Nazi flag, the Nazi symbol. Why is it so hard?
How long did it take them to do that?
Not as long
just
as
curious.
I don't
not as long.
Not as long as how we're taking to make to the Confederate flag and the Nazi symbol. But that's what I'm saying. Why can't we get those shits banned? Is it because there's a white?
Listen, what people have to understand is the Confederate flag originally only represented the Southern states. After that, that's when they started tacking on the racial shit to it. And all of that
shit.
See,
I read something different.
But I 100% do agree that that flag should not
I read something different. I read that it wasn't brought back around until the late 1900s to represent the South. That it originally just represented the Confederacy. So, yeah, you're right. But I'm saying after the Civil War, they weren't using it until I've read the
1900s. Yeah, late 1800s.
And they brought it back out.
That's a similar question as to asking why are people getting fucking maced and tear gas for protesting for BLM, but
not for the Nazi.
But they're allowed. But you talking about KKK? You have legit KKK people protesting, knowing that the KKK is a hate organization.
But they want to make BLM a fucking.
Bro, there's videos.
They drove a tank down the street when they were protesting for the my mask, my body, my freedom, whatever. I don't want to wear a mask. I can catch the coronavirus about if it's my right to risk it.
But we protest to stay alive.
You know, bro.
And
you know
that's white privilege.
You know what's crazy? People think that we're barely making a dent right now. Because all of this shit that's happening, cool. We're starting to see progress. A lot of these fucking fucking police departments and shit like that getting closed down. A lot of people are quitting and shit like that. But bro, by the time everything gets to a smidgen of what we want it to be. People are still going to be walking by, criticizing bums laying on the floor, criticizing
someone
people
is still
for being
be
overweight,
a minority, no matter what.
Criticizing people because they live in a fucking more diverse and less financial fucking neighborhood,
bro,
and shit like that. There's always been brothers.
Look,
that's what I'm saying.
Some black
we have
shit,
such
look,
a fucking
even,
long way to go.
Even if we ever got to a place where racism wasn't a problem and we became super diverse.
It'd be classism.
Yep. And socialism. Well, not socialism, excuse me. Social class problems. Because we're going to have a situation where if you're the lower class, you're going to be scum. And depending on the fucking futures, we've seen shit Black Mirror playing on the futures where the fucking people who can't afford to work, let's say homeless people, are stuck powering the rest of the fucking cities and shit. Like, that's some real fucked up shit. Feel me? Like, no matter what's going to happen, we have a problem where we have to feel superior to somebody else.
Yes, and they
Why?
Still doing all of this, and they getting
That's
at the cops,
the issue,
but it's still okay for
you,
these motherfuckers
say,
to rip an innocent little child away from their fucking mothers.
Because when you say Black Lives Matter, you got to understand that it involves white people giving up some of their power, and they don't want to do that. Like, when you ask a white person, then they ask you, how can you help? The real answer is, give up some of that privilege.
The real truth, not for nothing, it's the same reason why men had a hard time letting women have rights.
That's a fact.
It was taking power away from the men.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Right now is we're making good pace right now, but this is gonna be a very, very long process. very long
part. I think being in New York, we're in a bubble because, yeah, we see different – we see changes here. That doesn't go for the whole country.
The whole country, yeah, yeah.
And even changes here, it's also part of a political beef between Cuomo and de Blasio because for a long time –
As well as Cuomo and Trump.
As much shit has been doing good, they've also been on some shit too.
Cuomo, yeah, for a long time has been a definite moderate before this. Now he's all progressive in taking on this police reform and all this. And it's like, fam.
What happened, right?
Yes. And now motherfuckers is finally seeing what a fraud de Blasio is.
Yeah.
What a fraud, yeah, bro. We understand. We understand, honestly, that your son is mixed. That was a cute little card to play when you got elected. What the fuck are you doing now, bro? What are you doing now, bro?
Blasio lost respect when he lost that horse carriage fight. That's when after that he kept backing down. When he first came in office, y'all remember he tried to get rid of the horses in Central Park. He backed down from that. Ever since then, he's just been backing down. He went against the police department. A cop gets killed. They blame de Blasio. His daughter got arrested. He's defending the cops, and he put his daughter's info up on internet.
Like an idiot.
So it's like, fam, you got to draw a line in the sand.
Yeah,
and stick
side note, for somebody who worked in Central Park, I wish that shit did go through. Because, I hate seeing that shit. You got this weird-ass motherfucker just beating the shit out of a horse so the horse could take these lazy people to one other side.
What I would like to see right now, they can look back at it.
Little-ass carts,
it's cops getting cops not having horses. There's no point.
There's no...
You're not catching me on a horse. I'll run through traffic.
After we witnessed...
Did I send you that video of the cop?
Hold up. I'm gonna say right now. After we witness a cop on video forcing a horse to trample a young girl, they don't need to be having horses. We've also seen what the fuck they do with dogs and how they actually train dogs to fake commands and fake smell shit and actually attack when they feel like it.
Oh, you should have seen this shit.
We need to get rid of all of that.
Week.
Stop abusing animals and drawing them into this shit too. Because now you got the fact that people are throwing shit at the horses and shit like that. And it's like there's nobody winning it.
I wasn't cool with that either. A lot of people, get blindsided by the main shit you should be focused on.
Feel me?
So now
you got somebody else who's an innocent coming into the shit. You know, and for a lot of people like to be animal activist type shit. Like you got to think about it like this too. They shouldn't have horses. They shouldn't have dogs. At the end of the day, it's some type of abuse.
I like that. There's, I think it was somewhere in California. I think San Francisco, where like now if you call for a mental health issue, like if it's an emergency with someone with a mental health issues or whatever.
They call the hospital.
They're not
ambulance first?
Not the ambulance. There's another department of specialists are training to deal with it.
Oh, they're trying to do that. They're trying to do that here as well.
Unknown officers.
They're trying to
I wouldn't say they're officers.
They're trying to do that here also.
It's a different department, totally.
But just somebody that's not going to have fucking power.
But that's trained
shit
to deal with mental
yeah,
issues.
Yeah.
So, like, and some same thing with domestic. Same thing with domestic disputes.
That opens up jobs because people that actually go to school for this shit are not qualified to have a job and save someone's life.
I was going to talk about this next segment, but, like, Maine also passed some shit where they changed the way they vote, which I saw on Patriot Guide how they explained it and it made more sense. Where basically, instead of you picking only one candidate to represent you, you could pick between whoever, and you rank them. So if your main, if your first one doesn't,
if your main fucks up, second comes in.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Because the way to, as you know,
Frankie,
we watch Patriot Act. So
yeah,
the way American,
I'm gonna explain that in the most simplest way. I know what you mean. Having a ranking system. If anybody's ever watched Park and Recs, basically think about
you
have Ron's top lead, right? But if Ron doesn't want to can't deal with the situation, Leslie Knope steps in for that shit, right? And if not, somebody else under her. So it's like that situation where you got three candidates, three people to represent us. If the first person can't do it, somebody else got to step up underneath him. And third person like that. Because at least we have a table for people to trust.
What makes you think they won't manipulate all of those numbers? The government is...
We have to trust.
Bro,
we have
the government,
to trust
for you
and
to
believe.
Be a
to
government
faith.
Official,
to faith,
somebody
that,
that's in the government
faith,
at all... You gotta have pool and you gotta have money.
We really gotta have faith. These people won't.
Well,
look
at AOC. I think
you think Bloomberg was a good mayor?
No, hell no.
No,
no.
But I think
he became a billionaire because he was because
no, he did
he
a lot of
the mayor.
Shit.
He paid for that. No, come on now.
I would
you
say
could, you could vote for the greatest person you want.
I would say locally,
if they got the money.
Locally, we're more.
That's
it's more effective.
Got to change.
Locally, it's more effective,
yeah.
And locally, that's where it matters.
It
anyway.
Was crazy. I told my daughter that same thing. I explained to her locally voting. Then my daughter asked me too, what is voting going to do?
Because AOC, you know, like they cut ass on her in that show. What was it, Space Force?
Oh my god!
And it was funny, but she low key is getting shit done. Her and the squad is getting shit done. I see more noise from the Democratic House now, than ever.
Although I'll say, Rashida and Iman, kind of, you guys gotta word shit better sometimes. Because I know y'all gonna be going with it, and I know you guys are very passionate and strong. But understand that if people are already trying to look for you to fail, you have to be careful with your wordings.
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah, a lot of people forgave.
But yo, you know what's
Brees.
Crazy, bro? Because I had to talk with my daughter because my daughter saw the voting ads.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And my daughter asked me dead ass flat out, 11 years old, asking me, does voting really matter? And I talked to her about local voting.
It's yes and no.
I told her, like, not for nothing. Locally, I think when you vote locally, it makes a huge difference. When it comes to, like, choosing fucking a huge person in Congress or a fucking president, no, at the end of the day, the Electoral College is always going to fucking win.
Man,
we saw what happened already with the past two, three elections.
They mentioned that shit.
We're lucky we got Obama.
They mentioned that to you in school, but there's not even a little semester or something to teach you how to do your taxes, how to file your taxes properly.
Or how to vote, how to choose people to vote for.
They do teach you that, but that'll be maybe like you learn about that for maybe like 3-4 days, and then you on to something else.
They just teach you about the legislation and that shit.
Yeah,
they didn't even teach us about June 19th in most schools.
Oh, Juneteenth?
A lot of people went on record, and I like that though.
I learned about that when I went to Texas.
I heard that Texas has been celebrating it. I like that. A lot of people are owning up to the fact that they didn't know either.
Did not know until about maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Nah, me neither. I like that. Everybody's kind of owning up, and it's not our fault that we weren't.
Nike has made it a paid day off for the employees.
Shout out to New York.
There's a couple of other places that have done that as well.
New York
they've made
too.
Juneteenth like
and you know what's crazy because I remember I put my daughter onto doing it. Did you know that I almost forgot?
You don't celebrate Columbus Day out here.
On Juneteenth, she told me happy Juneteenth. She remembered. And you know what's crazy, bro? I put her onto Black as Fuck, and I know a lot of people had a lot of backlash about it, but I love how they explain the struggle of people of color and all the things that we went through, how to do it.
And when
because
I heard,
it really opened up my daughter's eyes.
And when I heard that he did a Juneteenth episode for also his other shows, Blackish. I like that. Like
commercial break? Because I got something to
piss too.
Yeah,
we'll be back after
these messages.
I'm trying to think. I mean, you got to flip it out.
Yo, shout out to Anderson Paak for this song. Like,
shout out to Anderson Paak. Yeah, bro, I told you.
Shout out to all everybody making music about what's going on right now. That's dope.
Yo, I peeped too.
Shout out to Lil Baby. Shout out to Conway. Shout out to Jim Jones.
I actually liked Lil Baby drop. I'm not going to say it was hard. Like,
I was telling Nine that.
I was surprised.
Like, I think now people are kind of saying, taking him and saying, oh, he's a little overrated.
No, he's actually pretty good.
I think.
Who?
Because I'm not going to say everything he does is good. I didn't like every single last album.
I was saying that.
I didn't like all his songs.
I think Lil Baby, what he did was dope as a young artist.
For what he does and
taking it and making it into a trap type song too was dope.
For what he does and what he is,
I agree that he's making his way up there to being like
one of the good ones.
Niggas about to take over Future spot.
I mean, I can see that. Yeah,
but you know what?
Don't boost him up there and then that's what people are doing. Let him earn it.
But what I will say about Lil Baby is that I like that I can understand what he says.
It's one of his clearest tracks.
He's not slurring his words.
Only one song that I did not, where I lost who was who, was the shit with him and Gunna.
Yo, me too. I've had a song. I've heard shit like that too. Where I'd be like, wait, what?
I forgot which song.
It's on Gunna's shit. That's
Gunna
flow because then Gunna sometimes has a habit of starting to rap like him too when they're on the
same
track.
Because that's Gunna's flow.
They're feeding off each other's
flow.
Flow.
They got that.
Nah, but sometimes
that
Gunna
future
has a,
Young Thug S
Gunna does have like
flow
a
to them. Am I right to say that?
Yeah, but y'all got to understand, Gunna also started off writing for Lil Baby too.
Yeah.
So
they're pretty close and shit. They got good unison. Something we want to talk about though, because
the crazy thing is, I thought Gunna was gonna be in the spot that Lil Baby is in right now, and it's crazy how it just flipped. And
so, your feet,
Lil Baby,
I'm happy to bring up that for a lot of people, they seem to misunderstand or mix the context of when we say people of color, or for anybody saying it, right?
Yeah,
so like more like understanding, like just because we're saying people of color doesn't mean you have to actually see color. Feel me? Like, people forget, especially when it comes to, like, the Latin community. And even for some of the fucking...
Asian.
A lot of Asians be included. And I thought that a lot of Latinos, and not even that, a lot of black people, too. They come in different shades. Feel me? Like, I hate hearing somebody being told or hearing somebody say, you're not black enough. That's fucked up. You tell an albino person they're not black? You know they're black because of their features and shit. You know what their fucking origin
is. My skin complexion does not represent my,
To give a little, like, idea, right? So, Pete, my great-grandmother is black, Puerto Rican, right? Like, I mean, she's black, bro. My grandparents were both black. She had three kids. My aunt, my grandmother, my uncle. My grandmother, my aunt, from my mother's side, my mother's mother, she's black. My aunt, she's kind of more light-skinned, but, like, you could look at her and be like, yo, she's Spanish. My uncle is white as fuck. Rest in peace. Bless his soul. How the fuck my grandparents black as hell? Birthed three different shades? I don't know. But that's what we mean by people of color.
Yeah, and that's nothing to take away from, like, you know what I'm saying, actual dark-skinned people and shit like that. It's just... Understand that there's a complexity to
colors. That's what it is. That's literally what it means.
The term people of color.
That's exactly what it is. Becoming colors. There's different shades. I've seen a lot of.
And for the record, guys. For the record, guys. Nine loves black girls.
OD.
Yeah, I love black girls.
OD.
I'm not.
So, if any black girls are listening.
But I'm a pasty ass Puerto Rican. So.
At Wolf McQuaid, and he got that good hair. Anyway.
Yo, this nigga. Yo.
Yo, so since we're talking about women, right? Black woman. Let's go into No Name and J. Cole.
Yeah.
So
I'm summarizing.
She had a tweet. She tweeted out basically all these
quote unquote subtweet. Allegedly,
nigga, like all these rappers aren't outside. They have music about all their music is about the black plight and black struggle, and you don't even get a tweet from them during all this, which is to me problematic. A, because you're basically kind of saying,
I have to tweet or something to be out there.
Yeah, I'm woke and you're not. Also saying that, oh, you're not outside, so you must not be doing anything. Like, I can't be donating money to the bill from
that. I have something to say about that too, actually.
You know what I mean?
We talked about Dave Chappelle before. I have something to say about that.
Continue.
So. J. Cole then released his song this week randomly on a Tuesday called Snow on the Bluff, where in the song, he didn't address it by name, but he basically was talking about how
it sounded real general to me.
Some people, so I'm summarizing that song too. Basically, some people basically feel better than others because they're more conscious of what's going on
because they speak on it.
Instead of trying to educate others on it.
That's why we love Cole, man.
And, so there's a young lady out there, and she should watch her tone or whatever, basically because it's coming off wrong. And I think what everybody got upset about was
during
all this time, you have a man telling a black woman to watch her tone. And
while she's criticizing, while protests are going on, because he hasn't said anything, mind you, photos popped up of him actually at the protest and shit like that. So what does him getting on Twitter or Instagram or something, posting that he's there? Why are you worried
then
about
that? Then he tweeted after all the backlash, basically, like, I stand by Kendrick as well,
because a lot of people keep throwing Kendrick in the middle of it also.
I stand by everything I said in the song.
He didn't apologize to nothing.
He said, shout out to No Name. I love her. Follow her.
He posted her fucking track. Feel me? Like, he don't feel no way.
Then she basically...
I really think sometimes it's the people.
Then she had a response. I agree. Then she had a response basically saying, you're replying to my subtweet with all this going on. That's the music you choose to release. But,
He gave her like two bars, man.
My issue
is just like
you said, Tiggs, everybody's putting more stock into this than I think that there really is.
That's why I love Cole for being apologetic about it and saying you want to take it whatever way you want to take it.
So look, my thing with
what, I said what I said, you take it how you feel.
My thing with
feel.
Her trying to address anybody who's saying it, like if somebody drops a track but they're not sitting there and being at the protest, you can't say nothing. That's their way of protest.
But
that's
why,
their way of speaking up.
But why? The simple fact that she assumed that people aren't doing anything just because she doesn't see a tweet or something.
Dave Chappelle was
the corniest thing in the world to me.
Dave Chappelle's little skit, right? He was talking about it because it's not from the thing over the course of the week or whatever. He's been one of the people that have been called out too for not quote unquote saying anything or whatever, right? people, and the way he put it was, people have to understand, like, he, you know, even people like him, they do say about it. They do. Like, have you listened to his specials? Like,
his music?
He always talks about it. There are people who actually go out and do shit, regular people. Those are activists. And you have people who have a platform, like comedians and TV shows and fucking
sports players,
you know, sports players and artists. And they use their platform to speak on it. For instance, Colin Kaepernick taking a knee on the field. Him using his platform. Dave Chappelle talks about it on his specials all the time, using his platform. The music artists do it in their music. And if you don't see them out in the front, they don't have to go on social media. Why does it have to be publicized?
I feel like she got super butthurt about it.
Why does a good deed have to go noticed? Why does it have to be known that you did this? Why can't you just do it?
Exactly.
When J. Cole out there protesting, he don't tweet that he's going to protest. He's just there.
And are people that much wanting drama that
and J. Cole's,
or gossip that they
like,
have to?
I feel like there's also some bullshit, type like, of backstory here that we don't know either.
Probably is.
It could be that too, maybe.
Because I never heard of no name before this, but obviously J. Cole has. They probably might have met up before or something.
Listen,
and maybe there was just a bad
to her because he posted her track.
I think just shh. She should have never said anything in the first place.
I think she's angered the wrong people.
For
and
what?
She's just running with it.
You had nothing to work with. Twitter is what you had
though.
To work. You had
and
nothing
and
to work
are going
with.
At it the wrong way.
I think if she's really activist and all that, I think she should have worded this better. Or
yeah.
Not made it.
Maybe that could have been the case, but
not say, oh, why are they tweeting? Like,
don't worry about what other people is doing
like,
when you
and just talk one on one.
If it was about her, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this song is fire.
But that's
shout out to Deanna Taylor.
But that's why I feel like it's not about her.
Hey, congratulations
when he
wrote, to Deanna Taylor.
He did that track in 1985, and he was talking about Lil Pump. He sat that nigga down and said, "Yeah, nigga, let's talk."
Yo, it's crazy that
he could have zoomed her.
Bro, it's crazy that he said that he wouldn't last a year, and guess what? It's been a year already.
He didn't.
With Lil Pump.
He didn't. He was right,
nigga. Ooh. And he said, and like you said, he sat down and fucking spoke to him and everything.
Shit.
I'm sorry, we got so sidetracked with that conversation.
Nah,
yeah.
It's cool.
But it's still like, it wasn't, you didn't have to put that much emotion into it, you know? You had to put that much emotion into it.
You got Young Buck and a lot of artists out here asking for cash to their Cash App.
Young Buck, hold on.
Before we go into that, you didn't answer my question when I texted that. Was that was Cassidy's?
I did. It's verified. That's Cassidy's.
His
shit.
Instagram for
yeah, he did respond.
I was like, this nigga dead ass.
I did respond. Right?
No, that's what I'm saying. I haven't been getting y'all shits.
Well, yeah, you told me that
like
you told me
my texts or tweaking some shit in
yeah,
a group chat.
You replied on a group chat, and I didn't get that.
Basically,
yeah, and
Young Buck.
Stories.
Young Buck goes.
swear to God.
Young Buck.
Shout out to Cassidy.
I think he went to court for child support.
Okay.
And his statements basically said that he's broke. So he went on live or whatever on Instagram. Basically, was like, "Yo, a buck for buck, cash right me." Game
oh, yeah,
I've
seen a video.
Game sent him like $1,000, I think. But, yeah, he's asking many people for help. You also have a lot of artists putting their Cash App in their bio, like Cassidy. There's a little – I wouldn't say it's a Ponzi scheme because there's a company right now, right? And I don't know if you peeped this on everybody's Instagram. Wait. There's a company right now who's hiring artists to host a mixtape. And basically, the artist goes on their Instagram, yo, DM me if you want to be on this mixtape. You DM them, they charge them $500 to get on the mixtape where the artists like Jadakiss or I seen Mano or Uncle Murder, they host it and that's it. And they post it on the story one time. I think right now you see a lot of artists, I'm not trying to knock nobody, but like hurting for money more because they can't go for shows.
I call it that's they're making petty change.
Yeah, they can't. Their life is costing so much that they can't live off just their royalties. Like they needed that show money that they were expecting for the year, the tour money. Though if they have any acting shits that went down because coronavirus.
The music industry, even
yeah, where
even if it's not like you trying to get like quick money shows, like quick little shows. The touring is really what kicks in because at the end of the day, like royalties aren't much after a while.
I mean, unless you own your
after
masters.
After a while, they're not that much.
This is a sign that I think artists should unite more.
On your masters.
The problem with royalties is that you're not for nothing. What happens when your shit stops getting played?
Artists need to come. Artists need to come together and make sure that they have some type of protection against situations like this, like a union or something.
They need
where,
Because I noticed your man's. So you didn't feel like. You didn't feel like that was kind of cheesy for Game to have to like. Put it out there that he was helping him and shit like that, like.
The games in it. Game's off-field antics are so corny. I think it was corny when Game that leaked the song where he's name-dropping that he fucked Kim Kardashian and Sin Santana.
Can I say it? I love the Game as a rapper. But as a person socially, he has a really bad habit of looking for a spotlight.
Like if you, bro, if you was real about it,
that he's helping somebody.
If you was real about it, you would have brought Young Buck into the studio, made a song, and see, like,
yeah,
I'm gonna bring him into the studio. I'm gonna make a song with him real quick and see what we could do. I'm gonna help you out for real, for real. I'm not gonna, nigga, I'm gonna send you $1,000. What the fuck?
I mean, like, I love him musically, but I know him as a person and socially what
that
he
shit
does.
Was corny. I'm sorry, that
and
shit was
he
so
does
whack.
That habit. He has that habit a lot, bro.
Like, okay, congratulations, you. You gave him a rack, which you should have been given to that fucking.
So look, that's what I want to talk about.
That chick that you just lost the case to.
Facts, and now you got to give your royalties.
So what I want to talk about was like, we always have a habit of putting each other down in the sense of like, you know, men and women within our own communities will put each other down, specifically men towards women, and we always talk about. Bringing the woman up, but we never talk about bringing the man up. You know, for too many years, we were, as men, are always told to suck it up, man up, and all this type of shit, right? We're always told to bottle up our emotions. We're always told to be strong, be macho, and this and that. And then get ridiculed when we don't know how to express our feelings and we poorly react. And like J. Cole was talking about in his song, we need to sit there and talk to each other and help each other out.
Yeah, we're not
better.
That we're not go that doesn't go for you people who like to like
beat.
Hit
nah,
people
nah, nah.
And
like,
hit girls
no.
And shit. Nah,
no, not
we're not talking about y'all motherfuckers.
But we feel like you know sometimes a nigga
fuck
sit there and snap and say some disrespectful shit or even if he does because he doesn't know how to react that he might just hit somebody because he was never learned how to express that feeling. Like my little cousin and I feel like he's autistic, but he has a habit that if he gets mad and he doesn't know how to react to it, he'll dead fucking swing at you. Feel me? Like, that's not okay, but it's like he's still learning how to try to, like, react and how to control his emotions and anger. You are taught that. So when it explodes, right? But at the same sense, we can't also pick up people who are just bad. Right?
You know what's
if
crazy,
somebody,
though?
Look, on
the flip side of that, when a guy is comfortable with his feelings and shows more of his feelings, they call him pussy.
Yeah.
And not just other guys. Women call them pussy.
Yeah.
So, women will say toxic shit like, oh, I need a man that will, like, check me when I'm acting up and shit like that. And it's like.
And then if you do, you're abusive. If you don't, you're soft. So, like.
Facts.
We can't but we also can't protect and pick up men of color who do the wrong thing. Feel me? Like, there's niggas
like
out there who got,
though.
Hold on.
Anybody.
There's niggas out there who be in the group chilling and don't have that one homeboy. Who really is a fucked up scumbag type father, won't see his kid, maybe once every 3 months or whatever, or 3 weeks type shit, doesn't really help out type shit, and you know he's a shit ass father. And we don't sit there and pull a nigga to the side and be like, yo, bro, you're not doing the right thing, bro. Like, I'm not gonna keep fucking with you if you're gonna keep being like, that's not cool. Feel me? When our niggas are sitting down all day, not doing nothing with themselves in their lives, not fucking working, just being lazy, and just really being a waste of life. We're not sitting and talking down like, yo, bro, you're comfortable like that? You're cool?
I was going to give a Juan story, but he listens to the podcast, so I'm not going to do it, right? This one. I'm not going to say this.
Should just send on knees, nigga.
Well, since you said it like that, allegedly.
Nah. allegedly.
There was a kid named A.
Why would you date them?
And he was fucking with a girl named B. And A and B, they fucked together because, you know, they were first fucking. But A, you know, A knew had other girls. And B knew the vibes, but when they had after the first baby, I had to talk to A and be like, yo, you know, you can't just treat her like shit anymore. Like, you know, like.
Girl, that's BM now.
Yeah. That's about
the
you can't see that growing up.
And then whenever we got in the car, we would play the Fresh Montana song. I got hoes. I got bad bitches wherever that we go. I look at these hoes and it was fun times. But anyway, I agree with you. He wasn't being a scumbag though, but I agree with you.
But I also go for the women too, bro. Because I see shit, like I see especially a lot of women of color shit, they be like on Twitter and shit and Tumblr talking about, or even on Tinder nigga talking about, my best quality is I'm toxic. The fuck? What? You can't be loved, nigga. You're toxic. Why would anybody fuck with you? Bro, the last chick I was fucking with was so crazy, I had to sit her down and tell her, you are fucking crazy. Like, I had to sit you down and do that shit. Left the bitch alone for like a month. Then she wanted to calm down. She's like, and she spoke to me, you know what? I realized after you spoke to me, maybe I was a little toxic. And like, you really have to sit people down sometimes and let them know you are not okay. But we as people have to be able to take it and use that information to grow rather than attack somebody.
Because yeah, that's the thing.
You tell somebody that and they'll get hurt. They'll get hurt. They want to criticize you.
They don't want to be your friend anymore.
They just want to fight over a taco outfit.
I'm not your friend no more. I'm gonna tweet about you.
Like, bro, just take it and, like, I'm real enough to tell you.
I'm gonna tweet about you.
I'm gonna tweet about you.
Twitter fingers, man.
People do, dead ass.
People all get on Facebook.
I'm gonna give an example. Because you're talking about like men not ever being told how to like, control their emotions and shit like that, right? Person A, right, has a kid with person B, right? Not the same people though. Different scenario, right? Now, person A, he tries to be like this tough guy, right? He gangbangs all this shit. Just always, you know, trying to be the street dude. Person B. She wasn't with that shit no more, right? But she said, just be there for your kid. This nigga comes around, and every time it comes around, it's a fight. It's a problem. Because he's so insecure with himself. Because all the shit that he's done, right? Oh, you're cheating, you're this and that. Oh, you talking to another nigga, you got another nigga around my kid? What have you done, right? Nigga's so insecure that you sitting there fighting with a shorty because she cut your ass. You want to bring people to the block. You want to try to come with a gun. Because a girl cut your ass. Because you weren't taught how to sit there and handle your emotions. You can't take that, my nigga. That really hurt you. If it's not true, why would it bother you?
That's the sad truth about it, nigga. People can't. And then they try to tell you, they try to give you that whole run that, oh, but you have to understand other people's feelings and other people's emotions. Like, I understand that, but you have to. You grown, nigga. You grown.
There are rules that change as you get older. Like
exactly. You grown. There's certain shit you don't take to heart no more.
You can't fight on just words no more.
Yeah. Come on.
Except for maybe like I suck my dick. You can't really.
Yeah, that's different.
You can't. I'm not like fuck you too. Fuck you sometimes iffy. Because depending how it's said, I want to punch you in the face when you say it. Because you feel like hate sometimes. You feel me?
Nah, not for me.
It depends how it's said.
You tell me fuck you, I'll say fuck you too. And you tell me suck my dick,
I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah, then you're getting snuffed.
Because I'd be disrespectful.
Now you're trying to tell me, like, I'm hurting you. I'm your hurt. But the fuck
you're being disrespectful, yeah. Hey, yo, it's a lot we got to do as people to grow.
When you hit them with the Jackie.
One time, though, I was told this week that, all right, so I had two conversations this week I wanted to share with you guys. One was a cop at my job. They hired an officer to watch the store.
Wow, that's crazy.
I joked him, like, yo, bro, you had a rough month, huh? Nigga went off. You don't know the half of it. He was African. He's like, you don't know the half of it. All of my friends quit. You know, if you want to see a real racism, join the police department. I'll see real racism.
Oh, yeah.
Then he was talking about how,
black cops say that.
You have black on black crime. Nobody protests against that. But one cop kills a person and all of a sudden it's a big protest. And I'm like, how long have you been in the country? He's like, oh, for 10 years. I'm like,
That's more than enough to
make what's up, bro. I told him it wasn't because he said it's only been happened a few times in the past few years. And I'm like, no.
That's more than enough. That's too much.
This has happened since like...
Ever.
Ever. Like...
Forever, since, like, nigga.
Yeah, I told him, look up Amadou Diablo. Look up Sean Bell. Look up those situations. So, like, he was basically speaking off of ignorance and looking at it from like, oh, y'all don't have it that bad in America because...
Oh, God.
Yeah, that type of shit. And that basically
saying... We're the laughing stock of the world, my man.
Basically saying how we... How
seriously,
you know,
other countries laugh at us.
But my thing with this is cops get paid to protect us. And they shit on us, and they make our lives super harder on purpose for their quarters.
Nigga, you have a cop that can live in Brooklyn, have to go to the precinct that's all the way.
And the crazy Queens. Thing is, he's not remember from that shit that you put me on Hulu? The only
thing is, I think you got Vinka from like Long Island and
coming right,
like, they the hood. Like,
yeah, somebody from Jersey come to work in Manhattan as an officer. Like, yo, what the fuck?
Goes back to that shit that you showed me that was on Hulu about the 12 officers
Crime and Punishment that's going viral again.
Yeah, that used to
but
be.
But why again? Why does it have to be an again? Why couldn't it have gone viral off the rip?
Well, a lot of people didn't see it.
People forget, bro.
A lot of people didn't see it.
I believe that too, but people forget.
It was on the news.
The clips went viral on Instagram and Twitter, and I believe a lot of people watched it again.
Like, people forget sometimes, bro. Because it gets brushed.
And he's still on the force, the Edwin. He's still. But I feel bad because cops, like, he's speaking out and other cops are speaking out.
That was your visual. And audio,
but there's
proof.
Nobody really there to protect them from losing their job and doing the right thing.
Wait, what? Protect who?
Those 12.
From doing the right thing?
There's no one to protect them.
They get ridiculed, kicked out, all types of shit, bro. They lose their pensions, everything. Feel me? Because they speak out on it.
Yeah, there wasn't one of them pregnant and they had her on the night shift?
Yeah.
Crazy.
That story. There's a lot of
you insane, my nigga. You
one,
insane.
Which one's the Crime and Punishment one again?
We watched it on Hulu. It was about the 12 officers, NYPD 12. That's what they're called. And they came together and were exposing that the quarters still exist.
Yeah.
That the quarters still exist and that the NYPD was corrupt and racist.
Okay. So I remember there was like also a while back, I think it was 2008 maybe or 2005, somewhere around there. That I think it was a female cop, and she got fired for trying to expose an officer for using excessive force and shit like that, for speaking against him for using excessive force.
Maybe.
And it, and like now people are trying to take up her case because she should have never gotten fired and all that shit. She's
oh, yeah, I heard about that also. They're bringing that shit back as well.
If you're an officer of color, you try to speak up against them niggas being abusive to anybody.
Bro, but
color,
they had audio. They had audio and visual fucking proof that the sergeants would come up to them and tell them, yo, listen. We want you to track down any black people or any Hispanic people, anybody with long hair, anybody.
Targeting specific
like,
people,
Yes.
About cops being fucked up. Y'all heard about the nigga from Taco Bell that got fired for wearing the Black Lives Matter?
Yes, Taco Bell, we don't fuck with you.
You are so out of here.
What?
If I know anybody going to Taco Bell, I'm going to slap you niggas.
Yo, that's it. Only fresh tacos for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I was saying.
They fired someone
for
wearing a Black Lives Matter mask.
Only fresh tacos.
Because they said they didn't want to get political.
Fuck you.
Like, what, bro? You guys are feeding off Mexican food.
Are you kidding me, bro?
You guys are funding. Y'all one of the people who give Donald Trump money. They're
cancel,
on that list.
Bro, cancel.
They're on that
cancel.
List.
Y'all sitting there capitalized off of Mexican food, bro. And you telling me that you can't sit there and support the Black Lives Matter? You want to get political? Fuck out of here.
Starbucks, too.
Y'all always talk about Starbucks. I started shitting on Starbucks when I found out what they was doing in Puerto Rico, capitalizing off of the coquitos.
Yeah.
And they weren't giving the money back to PR. Fuck them too.
And I will say this. AOC said it, and I agree with it. Immigration is not just a Spanish problem or brown problem. It's a black problem too.
Yeah.
So after this, I hope we have the support of Black Lives Matter when it comes to getting these kids
too,
off these fucking cages.
Yeah,
for real. That ass.
This is the time we have to realize we got to start being
together. We're going through a long process.
Go storm the fucking the thing, open the cages. Like it did South Park.
Yesterday when I came out here, they were protesting right there, Myrtle and Broadway.
Bro, remember we came to the crib and they were protesting on the block.
Yeah.
Nigga, they walked.
I turned
nigga,
up on his block.
Like,
I came out the deli,
like,
turned up
like,
on his
bro,
block. There
was
like 1,000 something people.
If you stood there 15, 20 minutes of just people straight walking all the way up to the 104 precinct.
That's good. I like that. He
walking
would keep
all the way to the 104 precinct.
Keep
bro.
Protesting. Don't let up shit.
But you know what killed me? They weren't from here. And I keep telling people, we have to do it locally. Why are we not at like walking to our own precinct right here? Feel me? 83rd, too. Niggas is right there. Why are we fucking surrounding 83rd? Like, yo, what's up, son? From everybody just sit there in silence. Don't even do nothing. Just surround the entire fucking precinct block in
that,
silence.
They did that
in silence.
They did that on the one in Knickerbocker. They were protesting.
But that wasn't people who lived there.
No, yeah, it was.
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 Yes, yes, yeah, it was. That's a fact. I remember because like, even as of right now, even as of like a week ago. Yeah, even as of right now, if you pass by that precinct.
I know.
Even if right now you pass by precinct, they have the gates up. Still, a cop. You can't get into that block without a cop moving.
Yep.
His car. They have two armed guards on. Well, every cop's armed. They have two guards at all times. They have a gate, and you can't get through that, like the block, without a cop car backing up to let you in. To this block, so the whole block is
scared.
Yeah, that us.
Cause bro, deep. I hear deep. Ridgewood, bro. I hear Ridgewood. I noticed it. Cause I noticed that a lot of the hood is soft in some areas, but I know
they still they were protest areas. Today. Today was Go Skate Day. A lot of people.
But here, I want people protesting to protest and skating here because Ridgewood is really diverse, and I want people here to stand up and say something.
Crazy. We live in a history. We're living through history right now.
You guys remember, like, maybe a week ago, they had like the whole bike protest where all the bicycles were going around different places. They ran through First Pond, and that's probably the only time I saw everybody come outside on First Pond. Everybody came out and was supporting them. But there was some dude that almost tried to my dude, he's down the block from the precinct. He tried to run into the fucking bicycle like march. Like, he did not want to wait for them because they were so long.
They fired that cop that,
it was a guy, it was a regular guy.
They fired that cop that pushed the girl to the floor in Brooklyn, too. I saw the update on
bro,
that.
She sustained.
He's lucky he's not getting.
Injuries,
oh, she's pressing
injury.
Charges, right? She said she's pressing charges.
Digger. She got brain injuries from that shit. That's fucked up.
She cracked her head open on this.
Yeah,
and then I saw a report that the families of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery, they went to meet Trump. And they, after they said what they wanted, they just walked out. They didn't say for no photo op, nothing.
They were on TMZ, I think, the day before they went to do that, and they were telling them about that shit.
Can you get later? I mean, that's what's up, bro. Like, don't, you know, fuck him and his photo op.
Crazy,
see,
they
did
still
you see
don't
the
have.
The other day? Did you see when he tweeted the fake CNN shit? He stood there and had somebody edit a CNN footage to make it seem like they were trying to put out some fucked up image of white people, right? And then everyone, including the person who did the shit, posted the actual footage. Talking about fake news, huh, Trump?
Fuck you, Trump. I hate this nigga.
Fuck the police. Yeah.
We'll be back.
The lady. And after that, they never show face again. When it was like one episode, I got to see the lady's face.
I would listen to just Rumor and A Boogie for like the whole week, and Tiana Taylor. Yo,
I've been backtracking on a lot of things.
I haven't listened to music.
Like, old.
I've been with my daughter this whole week, honestly.
I listened to Hunger for More.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you,
too. Thank you.
Yeah,
I was,
to the
I was happy I got to be with her. I spoiled the shit out of her by her mask sneakers. She was happy. She's waiting for a switch now. She's fucking spoiling it.
You're making a good investment for when she gets older and she can start buying you shit for Father's Day. I like
she
that.
She actually has a bank account.
That's lit.
She would be saving money since she was born.
See, that's see. We doing the right shit that our parents weren't able to. You know what I'm saying?
When, like, so every day, like, I get my big mom money to put in a bank account. She doesn't know how to talk to him until she goes to college.
Yeah!
Which is actually pretty good, though, you know? Like, so then, like, then you have money for whatever you need and shit. I told her, yo, you're going to get a scholarship, though.
You're
fucking smart.
Yo, so, anything else? Or you want to do the outro?
Shows or anything? I've been catching up on, like, old sitcoms, to be honest.
Started watching.
Yo, shout out to Hulu for posting hella throwback 80s and 90s black sitcoms. Bro.
You're right.
Because I can't find, and you know, I had this idea. I'm talking to you about it off the air. But we need to be able to watch all types of old black sitcoms. I tried to look for Fresh Prince. You have to pay for it on fucking this shit. But I heard HBO Max is going to have it. If you get HBO Max.
Yeah, I heard that too.
They're also getting a couple of other shows.
Right, HBO Max, right?
HBO Max.
You said it doesn't work for Fire Stick, right?
They're also getting
a
couple of other types of...
only HBO Go.
Throwback black shows. But Hulu has a lot of shit. Nigga, I found Living Single, the shit with Queen Latifah.
The original Friends.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, nigga, we said that. what else they have?
Backstory.
Oh, Keeping Up with Mr. Cooper, nigga. They
wow.
got that on there.
You know what's
they got
what,
that on
you know
there.
What,
my,
one of
my
favorite shit?
Skeeter.
Yeah, I was about to say, this nigga, get the fuck out of my brain, man.
I would love
get out of my brain,
that.
Man.
I would love to find that on there. But yo, yeah, Family Matters. I've been showing my daughter Family Matters.
Because the Skeeter was fire.
Family Matters, bro. Literally, she was watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and she was watching some other shit. She finished Full House. Basically, watching, you know, white sitcoms. I put out to Family Matters. Never touched another white sitcom again.
Yo, you know,
watching all
like,
the black sitcoms. Black as fuck, all of that shit.
You know there's like 5 seasons of Fuller House?
Fuller House? Yeah. Like 5 or 6.
I thought that shit lasted like 2 seasons.
No.
Shout out to the bitch that got arrested for putting her daughter through college from Fuller House.
Full House. Fuller House is the spinoff.
I thought she was on Fuller House too.
Nah. I asked my daughter. She said she's not. Rebecca's not on it. Mm. Becky is not on the show. But they brought back Danny. He had that controversial shit.
It was his show.
That's wild.
Well, he was just a dad. But they brought him back.
He was
Michelle never came back, but they didn't mention her a bunch of times.
Yeah, crazy. I never.
They didn't want to come back.
I never watched that show.
But,
like, I've seen it. I never watched that show.
I thought that both Mary Kate actually didn't want to come back, and I thought they both left acting for good. But I actually found out that low-key Mary Kate kept doing a couple of films over the years.
Yeah.
But they only stick to their shit. They don't even, you know, they don't even have social media.
I mean, her sister's
super low-key. Like,
her sister's Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, they're super low key. They don't even have social media.
They look trash now.
You know what's crazy?
They have a clothing line.
I told my daughter about the clothing line, right?
And makeup.
So
makeup
my daughter got really hooked on Michelle Tanner character. So I started putting her onto all of the Mary Kate Ashley joints. She watched all the movies and shit. She loves Mary Kate Ashley, right? She wants to look for the clothing line. I found out I got this continue, but I found her, you know, their actual adult shit. My mouth dropped. I saw my daughter. She says, "What the? Who would buy it?" She was like, "Yo, a plain dress, $10,000?
Yes.
Yo.
Yes.
But shout out to them for making their bread, bro.
Dude, people like overseas and shit rock their
really
shit.
Really rock
heavy.
Their shit hard. Pay mad guap for that shit. They really went from selling little girl Target clothes to high-end overseas fashion, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah. Shout outs to the Olsen twins.
That Olsen family's caking, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to them, but fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them too. But shout out to them.
I don't see their Black Lives Matter statement.
Who's doing it?
Oh, ho, ho.
Facts.
Oh, I mean, the Austin's, like I said, they're low key.
They
don't talk about anything.
Yo, bro, it is so funny that I can go up to somebody now and be like, yo, is it All Lives Matter or Black Lives Matter? Like, that is so ill.
Oh, God. I put so many people on the spot.
That is so ill.
That puts so
because you can't say, what do you mean? You can't say what you don't mean. You have to.
And if you say anything other than BLM, you're fucked. You're fucked. Like, that's like sitting there just questioning niggas when you think they gangbanging or something, wearing all red or something, and you know what
to
say and they don't.
The first person who came up with that "all lives can't matter until Black Lives Matter," you the GOAT.
Facts.
You the GOAT.
Facts. Because that shit kicked it off from everything from there on.
As soon as he came, whoever came up with that shit, that. For anybody who wants to try to pull that All Lives Matter shit. That was zesty. Seen that show, that was like a crazy-ass Yo Mama joke.
Yo Mama.
Like, yo. I mean, it wasn't a joke, but like.
I did start watching Netflix's Sabrina shit.
It's dark.
I wasn't ready.
It was dark.
I wasn't ready.
It's
like,
good.
I read there was a lot of controversy, but I was not ready.
It's good.
Like, story's really good. Story's really good so far. But the amount of Satanism in this shit, oh my fucking God.
I mean,
and the crazy ideas they come
witch.
With. I know, but bro.
And you know what it is?
You grow up with the
lighthearted
shit.
Yeah, so I'm saying the nine.
You grow up with the lighthearted shit.
The TV show.
And then you see that.
It's a whole flip. Because the original sitcom is so
dark.
Lighthearted.
But this one is oh
and
my
funny,
God.
And this one is some dark shit. It's not bad though; it's really good.
My daughter asked to watch it, right? So I was like, "Yo, I don't know." She kept fighting with me. I said, "All right, watch episode 1." She's like, "It's not that bad." Like 10 minutes later, she looked at me with her mouth dropped. She had to pause the episode. I said, "Yeah, yeah, this shit is a lot. It's worse than watching Justice League Dark movie. You see them shits? They're fucking twisted." But that shit, bro, I don't know what they did with that. How Netflix got away with that one.
I was gonna start watching Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Yeah, I wanna watch those too.
I'm gonna watch the Korra story.
Legend of Korra? Yeah.
and I'm gonna read the books. I found out the
there's books in between.
I found out that there's a book basically about the year after the Fire Lord dies, and they explain what happens to Zuko's father.
I think I told you about that, right? Like I sent you a text about that shit.
They explain what happened to Zuko's mom. So spoiler alert.
And there's a new one coming out soon, I think in October.
Spoiler alert.
If you didn't read the book, and you're not going to read the book, and you want to know what happens to Zuko's mom at the end of Avatar: Last Airbender, well.
Yeah, I told you that there's a book where he looked for his mom.
She basically was banished. She basically was banished in order to save Zuko's life when Fire Lord Ozai tried to. Well, he wasn't Fire Lord yet, but when he tried to take over, when his brother lost his son, I forgot the uncle's name.
Iroh.
When Iroh lost his son, so she was banished. She went to some Earth Kingdom village or whatever. She met some guy who she was with before she was forced to marry the Fire Ozai, because she was forced to marry him. And basically, they met somebody, a witch or something, or a spirit. It was a spirit, not a witch. A spirit that was able to change his identity, like his body, you know, how he looks, to be protected from Ozai. Okay. And she did the same, but she also... She also forgot her memories.
Okay,
She lost her memory because all the pain she felt from leaving her kids.
Yeah.
So basically,
man. Imagine the centipede. Was it the centipede that takes the faces? Imagine that shit took. Oh,
nah, it wasn't. It wasn't. I thought it was too, but it was basically. So she lost her memory and shit, but she was with her true love. They had another baby, which is Zuko and Azula's step sister.
Half sister.
Well, half step sister.
Half sister. This is the mother, so it's half.
I'm sorry, not stepsister, half sister. You're right, and that's all I got to so far.
Okay, that's crazy.
So, she's alive.
That'd be cool.
She lost her memory. She changed her identity, but she's happy.
So you don't.
You know, my daughter.
She doesn't remember. All right. She doesn't remember.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I don't know, keep reading it.
I don't know if anybody who are fans. I don't know if they actually watched Korra, but my daughter had asked me. She was like, "Yo, does Aang and Katara are like hook up?" So I showed her the picture from Legend of Korra, where they found the old photo of them when they had their kids and shit. Her mouth dropped. She goes, "What? And they got kids?" I said, "Yeah."
I mean, why? The last episode, they
made out.
Yeah. I know, but she didn't. You know, kind of figured it's like, yeah, they were gonna like grow up, get married, have kids.
But there is a book, and I want to see them make that into part of the show. Like,
so you know,
like live series where like after Ozai gets beat.
So you know that one of their kids doesn't have like powers or whatever, he can't bend, right?
Mm-hmm.
I read about that shit. That was crazy. That one of the kids can't bend. And that's crazy. So that's interesting.
It runs a guitarist fight because Sokka can't bend.
Sokka's probably his favorite little nephew or whatever, right?
I mean, yeah, and Aang comes from what, a tribe of airbenders
that
are extinct.
They're extinct, Aang.
You know what somebody posted on Tumblr?
I mean, not anymore. He had kids, so they're like...
You know how each have the original benders, the animals shit?
Limited.
Shit. Somebody had compiled a crazy-ass like gif of each of the nation's original benders, so it showed all the animals bending. It was sick.
You know what sucks? When Appa dies, that's it. There's no more Appas.
Yeah, he was the last. He was the last.
Damn. Well, Appa has a sad life.
I don't know... Because you know how when they went to see the Fire Nation and the dragons were still around. I don't know how long those things could live.
It was the dragon spirits.
Oh, yes.
Those are real dragons, though.
They were dragon spirits, though.
So Abba could be an Appa spirit.
You want to like...
And be like...
A flying bison.
Sure.
Flying bison. You know, he can be a flying bison, bro. A spirit of... it's like Aang could probably see him when he goes into sexual spirit mode or whatever.
I think Abba would be around longer than Aang.
I wish. He'd die.
I know Aang died at like 40. Well, 140. So he's 12 in the show.
Imagine being asleep for 100 years and then you only get to live for 40. That's crazy. They're going to live for 40 years and then die.
Nigga had kids when he was like 14. I think it was what, 12 in the show?
He wasn't 14.
He was 12.
He's a grown ass man. So he had to have been like at least 20 something, bro. That picture, he had to have been like 20 something.
Anyway.
I don't think Aaron will fucking get her pregnant.
We went into some super nerd shit talking about
how you got into this cat?
Goku had Gohan when Goku was like 14, 16, nigga.
That's
simple teenage shit.
Let's end the pod because I'm about to get some pussy.
This nigga kicking us out. Peace. Go
back album.
Until next time.
I haven't listened to the music. So nothing.
I got you. Nine's gonna say something MF Doom.
I'll tell you the last album I played actually.
Nah, I was going. I was listening to 50 Cent, The Massacre.
Okay, 50 Cent Massacre. Oh, I was gonna go into Terry Crews, but I think Royce the 5'9" did that enough.
Oh, recently played is tough for me.
Any throwback?
For Your Eyes Only. I think that's
J. Cole?
Yeah, I think it's underrated.
Oh, world.
I listen back to it, age better than what.
I feel like it's underrated. I think people now should listen to it now. I think it'll hit a little different.
I would actually say.
Especially Neighbors. I think Neighbors will hit a little different right now.
Theater of the Mind, Ludacris.
Oh, okay. That's a really good throwback, though.
Yeah? You wrote that down?
No. But that I do it for hip hop with Nas and Jay-Z hits. Mm-hmm. And then even The Last of a Dying Breed with Lil Wayne, that shit hits. Album was really solid.
All right, yo.
Frost Talk.
Frosty.
Until next time.
Fuck Terry Crews.
Yeah, some bitch pile among the nuts.
We're talking about that next time.